Yes, welcome to the lighter side of the dark side. It is your Thursday night free show. I am Dark Mark, the goth comedian, and drinking coffee and wine together.
Double fisting. Yeah.
My lovely co-host, Nicole Six. I've never seen a combination quite like that.
It's so goth.
Is it? Coffee and wine is a goth thing?
Both are goth, and I'm dressed in black with red hair, so.
And you're hanging out with me, so you must be pretty depressed. Anyway, but we had, I'll tell you, got somebody, something that'll perk you up. Sitting next to you is the band Mostly. And
hello.
That's Nate Cox, the multi-instrumentalist, musical. You're sort of like a Trent Reznor, Prince, sort of play everything, every instrument sort of guy, right?
But with a bigger cock.
Oh.
How would you know?
I just heard that Trent Reznor has a small dick, is all.
Well, what about Prince? He's a,
I wouldn't know, but you know, he always wears those suits and stuff. I've never really seen
high
it.
High heels.
And he is 5'3", so I don't know. I would imagine that would be kind of appropriate.
But sometimes that works the other way for evolutionary purposes. Sometimes you're hung like a horse so that you can, you know, breed with bigger women.
Really? Have you been with some tripods in your time, Nicole?
It's just something people know. We all know.
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, there's a whole fetish community for it, you know?
For short guys with big dicks?
For small people porn, yeah.
Oh yeah. Well, I've seen those. But what about, like, for tall guys with small
Where do you think the word tripod comes from?
You tell me. I don't know.
It's a Latin word.
I didn't realize it meant that it was a short dude with a big dick. But that makes more sense. You're right.
Yeah, short dude with a big dick. Yeah, I think it just invented. Let me get our sponsors out of the way. Let's transition from tripod to delicious food. Have you guys ever been to Doomy's Home Cooking?
Negative.
No, we haven't.
Oh, you gotta go. It's right. Are you guys vegan? I mean, you guys are in great shape.
We're vegetarian.
Yeah. Oh, you would love this place.
Okay.
You'd love it. This is vegan food. You don't have to be vegan to enjoy. They have shrimp scampi. They have chicken fried steak, fried chicken, all vegan.
Awesome.
They actually have vegetarian options. Yeah. You know how some restaurants are like, well, you know, the vegan cheese is kind of weird. You can substitute with vegetarian cheese. Mm-hmm. They can do that, but they got mac and cheese. They got nachos. They got jalapeno poppers. They got everything.
Big Macs.
Sounds good.
The Big Mac is on the secret menu. So this is if you want to splurge one night, you go to Doomy's. And I welcome all my audience. I know we're worldwide, but if you're in L.A., go to 1253 Vine Street, Los Angeles, California. It's right on the corner of Fountain and Vine, right where the M Bar used to be.
Oh, all right.
Just go in there and order the Big Mac off the secret menu. I hear it's better than the actual Big Mac, and it's completely vegan. Our producer's been there. She loves it. Nicole's been there. We all love because look at me. I eat meat, but I love going to and it's Sunday brunch, too. Mm-hmm. $15 all-you-can-eat Sunday brunch. And $4 mimosas. So it's always
like
a fun time.
Yeah.
Always a fun time.
Right there.
And also, I don't know if you guys like to listen to audiobooks, but who doesn't? Actually, you guys are on the road, so you probably do like listening to audiobooks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So if you go to my website, darkmarkshow.com, I don't know if you had a chance to.
Yes, we did see it.
We fully checked it out.
There's the audible.com button right next to my smiling face. And if you go there, you sign in with your Amazon account, and you could get one free audiobook. I'm giving you an audiobook. Listeners, have an audiobook, whatever you want. On the page, they have Stephen King. What is Stephen King Revival? What is that book about?
I actually want to read it, like really badly. Like I keep passing it.
I'm giving you the
audiobook.
Yes.
But when I opened up the jacket, it's about this relationship between, you know what? Is there a summary? Because I'm just going to botch it. It's pretty complex.
Anyway, but let's just say Stephen King has a new book out. I'm just looking at the books they have just at the top.
And it's kind of creepy and a little religious and a little sinister.
Well, that's Stephen King for you.
There you go.
No, but they have Amy Poehler's autobiography, Yes, Please. I hear great things about that. American Sniper, if you want to check out what the whole deal is with that, or Gone Girl. Nicholas Sparks apparently has a new book out. If you look, there's all sorts of smutty books, too, and all sorts of comedy albums, radio plays. They got everything on audible.com, and they have Carlin's.
And as far as Stephen King books go, they're always read by really amazing actors. They're great to listen to while you travel.
Yes, they've got Edgar Allan Poe. They actually have a radio play. They have two radio plays of Dracula. They have one with read by Alan Cumming, Frankenfurter. What's the guy's name?
Tim Curry.
Tim Curry, Alan Cumming's an all-star cast. I can't believe I forgot Tim Curry. And they also have a radio play that Bela Lugosi was in the 30s. You can listen to that for free. And they have all sorts of great books. They have just whatever you're into, fiction, nonfiction, whatever you want. If you've just been meaning to get a story, fiction or nonfiction, you just don't have time to read, go to audible.com, sign in with your Amazon account through darkmarkshow.com. You got to go through darkmarkshow.com. You get a free book, free 30-day trial. You can cancel the next day or within 30 days. You still keep the audiobook on your computer, on your tablet, on your phone. It's all there. Stamps.com is another sponsor. We got a lot of sponsors. The other sponsor is Stamps.com. If you click on Stamps.com next to my smiling face, you get audiobooks, you get stamps. We're giving away all sorts of free stuff. They have a $100 offer at Stamps.com. If you go through DarkMartShow.com, click on the Stamps button right next to my smiling face, sign up for Stamps.com. You get a $100 value, $45 of postage coupons that you can use, a free digital scale, which has many uses for my audience, a $5 supply kit, because I love sending stuff. I love sending letters, cards. Exactly. I don't like going to the post office. I was at the post office today mailing my rent check. It was horrendous. But it would be so much easier just to take the envelope through the printer, postage, you're done. That's what you need to do. Go to darkmarkshow.com. Go to stamps.com. And one more thing before we get into mostly. I've been meaning to say this every week, and I always forget. But if you go to Amazon.com, go to Nicole Six's author page. Nicole Six, you guys familiar with Nicole Six? You did a lot of research on the show, I'm sure.
I did plenty of research. Yeah.
Right. Nicole Six is a horror writer.
Well, you can just go to NicoleSix.com. It'll redirect you there. I make it pretty simple.
Go to NicoleSix.com. You can read one of her scary stories. If you're getting an audiobook for Audible.com, that's free. For a dollar, you can get the story, The Keeper, Tricky Treats, Low Bodies, Killing Jars. These are all for a dollar.
Cool.
You can download little scary novellas
that is really cool. Yeah, so you're one of those writing folk too, huh?
Yeah, I love writing.
Yeah, my wife got a graduate's degree in writing stuff.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, writing and reading.
Writing
and stuff.
Writing and reading. She didn't do all that.
You got a graduate degree in writing? Do you have anything public? So let me just clue you in. You guys are married. Is that correct?
That is correct. Okay. Yes. So. Yep.
And you're Roxy Valentine and you're Nate Cox.
Yes, that's.
But she didn't take the Cox last name.
I didn't change my last name.
Because you would have been Roxy Cox.
Yeah, with like four X's, you know.
Roxy Cox is a good name.
Mm-hmm. I like my last name. Plus, you know, I don't know if I believe in patriarchal lineage and all that bullshit.
Is Valentine really your name or is that a stage name?
No, that's really my name. That's my
really?
Last name.
Really?
Yeah.
Pretty good.
That's what our parents named us.
And Cox is, yeah. Mm-hmm. Cox, not Valentine.
And Six is my real last name.
Yes.
Is your last name really white?
My last name's really white.
Whoa.
So we got Mr. White, Miss Six, Mr. Cox, Miss Valentine.
It's like crazy. Reservoir Dogs and Two or something.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Yeah, we are like Reservoir Dogs. But Miss Guzman behind the board. I don't know what happened there. But anyway, so you guys, so you were a writer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you've always sung and done everything.
I've always been both a writer and a singer as well.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So where did you two meet?
We
met at a beach party.
Aww.
Yeah,
that's so not goth.
That's not really.
Sun and water.
Yeah, huge big dunes with a bonfire. And
it was like all of us stoner kids on the beach. We all used to throw these dunes parties where we'd get like 20 racks of Budweiser and go up on the dunes and light bonfires.
Familiar, yeah.
And I actually asked Nate if he would roll a joint for me. And
that's how
I fell in love. And that was when I was 15 years old.
Yes,
been 15 years now, so
Oh, really? How old were you?
Well, you know, a little bit older than that.
You're older than 15.
Yeah.
We were just talking about that. Well, all the rock stars seem to have. No, I'm not going to be specific, but rock stars seem
that's
to like
their
the
business.
I understand. I'm not the name.
That's okay. My mom knows. It's all good.
Rock stars seem to like the. But did she like him at the beginning?
She did actually. He's always been an upstanding guy. So.
Right. I mean, did they go to high school together? I mean, what? I mean, did she like know him like that way or?
Burn.
I just asked.
Yeah.
He's like 10 years older. He's not that bad.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Of course. Well, here's the thing.
No, she would have totally boned him.
We had just had this. There's a glint in the eye, and it was just. I don't know. I'd never seen any person like that before. You know, when I walked around in the world before, it was. You know, it was like you see like a bunch of like kind of movie extras, and like people kind of just appear 2D, and then it was just kind of like bling.
Right.
Yeah.
I saw Lolita too. I know about it, but
burn.
But. I am a comic. I'm under the joke.
He's been trying to get me to watch it forever. I still haven't.
Right.
Yeah. That's actually a pretty good.
Yeah. There you go.
Yes, yes. Yeah, but like, here's the interesting thing because Roxy on her Twitter page says that she's the front woman and tortured sexual epicenter of the made from scratch electronic tour de force, and Mostly. Before I get into that, Mostly is an odd name for a band.
Uh-huh. It is.
That's kind of weird to Google.
Yeah.
How did you come up with that?
Well, I attended the Art Institute in Pittsburgh, and a bunch of my friends and I were sitting around eating LSD, and we were watching Aliens, and
right.
that the part where they crash land.
I think Nicole's done that too.
No.
The little girl's like, "Yeah, we gotta go because they mostly come out at night."
Mostly.
And we just rewound that and watched it about 50,000 times. I could not quit laughing, and then it just
and it is in all caps.
It is indeed. Well, you kind of have to, otherwise it kind of just falls in with other words.
Right.
Yeah, I found it hard to advertise and promote it until I started
mostly live.
No, it was really hard. Yeah.
So then you guys mostly come out at night. Mostly,
yes.
Actually, for the most part, yeah. But we have done some daytime festivals. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
We are doing the LA Marathon, and that'll be.
Oh, yes, we are.
We're going to talk about that, but I want to get to the tortured sexual epicenter. So
you want to get to my tortured sexual epicenter?
Well, first off, if you have a tortured sexual, if you are the tortured sexual epicenter, I know you guys are married. But what does that mean that you are the tortured sexual epicenter? I'm on fire tonight. What does that mean that you're the tortured sexual epicenter?
You know, it's just it seems to be the running theme through all of our music, to this sort of common, this sexual vein.
And that's the, you know, when you sent me initially to come on the show, that's what really attracted me.
You know, that's what attracts most dudes. Yeah,
most women too. Some women too.
Yeah, that's right. Don't sell yourself short.
That's true.
Well, I don't know. There's just, there's so much out there that is kind of just political music or whatever. And the art that we make just kind of comes out. And that's always been kind of the vibe, that, or kind of like, you know, just kind of the trip hop.
We're not like trying to make it sexual. We're just
right.
Kind of just vibe. Nothing yeah. wrong people. With that. I know exactly.
Is that kind of your influence? Because I did hear
life is our influence.
I mean, as far as you
we have sexy just, lives.
Yeah.
but you were talking about hip hop, and I did see like Massive Attack, that type of sensual music. I can see that influence in what you do.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, we're old rave heads too. So I mean, it's like, yeah, our roots are definitely just back in the beats and just kind of. The original turntable stuff, and,
right? Yeah, but you're really making between the sheets music.
Yeah, you could totally fuck to our music.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, right. Not, definitely.
I actually did last night, but
awesome. Well, there might not have been anyone else there.
It was nobody else there. No, it was just me. But trust me, it was nice. It was good. It was
That's why
I wanted you to play that thigh song, yay. But it didn't play. It wasn't
the thigh me. Song. So usually people like It's You for that purpose that you mentioned earlier.
Yes.
Cold Thighs is a pretty sexy jam too. That's how it feels.
Let's listen to.
I want to listen. Let's listen.
Yeah, let's listen to a little mostly. Now we've got people. Even Nicole's intrigued now. Let's which one did you want to play?
Oh, you can jam on whatever, dude. It's your show. Okay,
yeah.
Captain at the helm here.
The blood song. Let's do what's the name of it again?
It's called Blood for Love.
Blood for Love. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I don't know how I forgot that, but I've just been, you know, with bagging on the old jokes. I just escaped. Blood for Love. Here it comes.
No one can take away
It's just really getting good now, but I had to stop because you guys were practically fucking over across from me at the table, which is pretty impressive after 15 years of marriage, but I like it.
Well, I wrote this song for you. And every time I hear it, I just think about you. That's like the ideal marriage.
I'll bet it comes in handy, you know, that time of the month, too. Love for love.
That's gross. That was.
It's kind of funny because I was just thinking about that because you were saying the whole sexual thing, and then I was thinking about this song. I was like, well, I don't know if this song's like so much about sex. And I was like, it could be in one way.
Right. It's still going in the background, which is great. Now what I want to ask you.
No, it goes off in a minute here. This is
let's keep it going a little bit. Hold on.
Yeah. It's very ambient. You can put it in the background easy. I was thinking it'd be good to write to, actually.
Okay, yeah. So it's got, it's in the background. We're still talking. But how do you get that keyboard sound where it's like the real growly one? Right, here it comes.
Breakdown.
Yeah, that's straight off the Korg MS-2000, I think.
Yeah, the Korg MS-2000. Yeah.
I forgot how long the intro was. That's why I, like, totally messed up this whole thing.
Yeah, like, our songwriting, I never really studied music in an institution, per se. It was just a lot of exploring orally and, I don't know, and then a lot of reading, like Helmholtz and the science of it.
You said orally, not orally. Okay, you caught me for a second. You guys, it's just pheromones flying in the room. I don't know what's going on. So so you're self-taught.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure, for sure.
And you play guitar, bass,
keyboards. Keyboard's my preference, though, because it can be anything.
Right. Right. As you can hear here.
Mm. You know, we have some songs that are just acoustic guitar, too, so we do a lot of different stuff.
Right.
Yeah, it's just kind of whatever comes out at the time.
Yeah.
And then, for the most part, like, when we're actually trying to finish a sonic kind of masterpiece, it usually ends up like this, like, multi-tracked and whatnot. So.
Well, how modest. Mostly modest. Anyway, when you met her and she was young, I mean, how long did you convince him to sing in his band, or did you do that right away?
Well, the thing is, like, it was more of a musical project before I got involved, you know, and it was just like two people. It was just him and his college friend.
My good buddy Tim Phoenix. Yeah,
and I just sort of came in and and then we didn't see Tim for a long time. We actually still haven't seen Tim for a long time. I think he's somewhere out in Los Angeles, but Nate and I just sort of fell in love right away, and he moved in with me, and then we moved to our own place when I was like 15, and I left high school when I was 15 too. I tested out really young, and
right,
she's one of those smart ones.
Yeah,
them book learners. Yeah,
yeah. And and it was just we made our first album then, sort of at home, you know, printed it off the printer and
transmissions from afar.
Yeah, burnt CDs with like those CD romper stamper, you know.
I remember that stuff.
Yeah,
those were the days.
Yeah, and then we got our second album actually printed. That was Dance for Macabre. Mm-hmm. And now this is from our third yet to be actually printed set
kind
of recordings.
EP, I guess.
Yeah, like, I Am Nexit.
I Am Nexit. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, but you've done some unusual gigs, and
we've done a lot of different variety of gigs. Yes,
because I was on YouTube, and there's a lot of posts from a swingers party.
Yeah, it's not a party. It's actually a swingers club.
There is a swingers.
It's an actual formal establishment. It's called Club Joy. You guys should check it out. ClubJoy.com.
J-O-I.
I'm going to go ahead and just plug it right
now. I
got
to have somebody to swing with. That's the thing. As much as I love,
you need to be a partnered
couple. I got
to
play that song like everywhere I go, and then like it'll be like, wow.
It's a problem to you.
Love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mostly will come out at night. Mostly.
Mostly. Mostly. But are you swingers?
Not really, no.
The funny thing is, not really. Like, we're super intrigued by it. I guess voyeurs.
I love to be like,
voyeurs.
I love to be in a room full of people fucking. I mean, that's awesome, you know?
It's
like,
really super
I like the
cool
idea of being watched and stuff, but I don't, you know, I've only ever really been with my husband. So, like, it's, to me, it's a very kind of sentimental thing, my pussy. I know, like, I know a lot of people don't think about it that way, but I kind of do. Like,
I think your pussy is a sentimental thing.
Well, I mean, some people. To each their own, I guess, you know. But I like to be in the environment a lot. I think it's awesome to be in that atmosphere.
Right.
And all
right,
the peeps there are super cool, too. There's just a super cool vibe because all that BS. Because
they don't want to fuck you.
Well, no. No, the thing is, when you go to a regular bar in a regular establishment,
right,
it's all about like this uncomfortable.
Yeah, like these dudes are always trying to like, pump on you and stuff. And
there, there is none of that because
yeah, they're going to get laid.
Everyone's going to get laid, and it's just like no means mm-hmm. no. So they're just like, you know, but
they just come up and ask you. They're like, do you play? Yeah. And you just say no, and they're like, okay, no problem. And it's no big, you know, it's no big deal. You can be there and just watch. You can be there and just be watched. You don't have to go and like swap partners. Like, oh, do you take my wife? I'll take yours. You know, it doesn't have to be like that.
So how did you become like the house band, the swinger scene?
We just fell into it because I do crazy promoting. I just like hit up everybody all the time on email just to try and get mostly plugged in places. And I saw the Swingers Club and I was like, it'd be cool if we could play there. They were doing like an electronic based event. And the dude obviously didn't know too much about like the electronic scene, you know. And I just emailed him and said, hey, you know, we play music. We're kind of sexy. Can we come and play? And he let us. And then we ended up coming back.
Oh, no, we went and checked it out. We kind of like interviewed, as it were, per se. We went in like in the middle of the week and just kind of checked this club out. We're like, oh, sweet, you know, like we do production and whatnot, and can we bring some things with
us? That must have been interesting.
Yeah, it
gave us like the formal tour, you know. Yeah. It's all like black lit and nobody's in there. It's just like on the website,
no one's there. Right. So it's all like
it's the dungeon room. Here's the
bed. The solid wall thing. it was pretty cool.
Yeah. Just like a little.
I want to go on a tour of this place now. I'm just curious.
We should have a live broadcast.
They come
by themselves, so you don't have. Have to be
yeah, chicks can roll in any time.
Oh, okay. It's just our arc.
No, I know. Guys can roll in too, but they got to pay a premium.
There's only certain nights.
Sundays are gentlemen allowed ever by themselves. Right. So it's only at select parties.
It's the day of rest, so I don't know.
I'm
how
like,
that
why Sundays?
Because it's the least populated night, I guess, and so it's just basically like
so anyone will do.
I know exactly why Sundays. Football season.
That too. Yeah.
Yeah. So like all the rah-rah, go Chargers, guys. They're not fucking, so you get a couple gamers once in a while. That's about it. So you've never been with another man.
Oh, I've never had sex with another man, no.
Right. That would be what I was saying. Yeah. So, do you think you're missing out?
No. All right. I don't know. Porno, and I'm going to tell you no, I don't think I'm missing out. I mean, I could do whatever I wanted to do, you know? I just don't, just because I don't want to have another guy stick in me, that doesn't mean that I feel inhibited by that.
Nicole seems to be wanting to jump in here.
Oh, no. I mean, you know, if you're satisfied, you never feel a need to wander. I'm a commitment phobe, but it takes me like a year. And then once I'm in a relationship, if I'm in that relationship, I'm in it. I don't feel a need to wander if I'm being satisfied.
I don't either.
She's just happy.
Devil's. Yeah. She looks pretty happy to me.
The average relationship isn't satisfactory, and that's when they have all these problems. They seem satisfied.
She's very, very satisfied.
I want to be satisfied later.
Hey, please, if you want to satisfy each other, that hasn't been the first time that's happened at Skid Row Studios.
Should I have washed the seat or checked it with black?
We had, Ginger Lynn used to have a show here. It's mostly can't happen on this side. Don't worry about it.
What was that one time that we won't talk about with some clowns and a vampire?
Oh, okay. That's every week. But now I had you bring your hula hoop.
I did.
Because also on your YouTube page, and it's over there, but also on your YouTube, but I wanted to ask, because you do fire hula hoop.
I do some fire hoop and I do some fire poi, yeah.
So are you guys burners?
We've never been to Burning Man.
Do we smoke weed?
Well, I assume that, but...
That's what I used to mean.
Burning Man is what I'm referring to.
No, we've never been to Burning Man. It's just like so dirty and hot.
So how did you get into fire, poi, and fire?
I met a guy who was like a circus clown by trade, and he made me my first pair of fire poi out of like a bunch of rags tied up into some coat wire, basically.
Yeah, a couple
of hangers, and... I just got hooked, you know, and then I finally bought my own pair with Kevlar wicks and, you know.
And when did you start doing the hula hoop?
I started doing the hula hoop because you notice that poi and hoop people are kind of all in a little community.
Right. So. Was this down in Venice Beach or?
No,
actually, out in Ventura.
It's from Ventura. That's where I'm from.
Pretty huge session out there next to the pier.
Right, yeah. Yeah. Okay, 805, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's like a mini Venice out there in Ventura.
I guess so, yeah.
Practicing to get the hula hoop with fire...
Yeah, the hoop with the fire is tough because it's really heavy and there's those bolts on the underside of it and they like catch you and bruise you and it's tough, you know. And then if you try to be all dressed fabulously like this, you everything lights on fire, the hair, everything has to be touched
has,
in certain
has
ways.
That happened?
Oh, it happens all the time. All the time, Common, yeah.
And what are you doing when she's setting herself on fire? What are you doing?
He's standing there with the fire extinguisher usually.
Because she doesn't usually do it alone. Like, it's, you know, she has quite a few friends and stuff. Yeah, so I'll just kind of be the fire guy and stand there with the fire extinguisher and like the towels and stuff.
But
you always got to have someone spot.
You were doing some stuff. I would love to see some hula hoop if you could do it.
I could try. There's not a lot of space over there, though. I know, I'm just worried.
Yeah, we were on the parking
lot. You were doing
she's
some stuff that I thought was impressive. You're like, oh, this is nothing. But you were doing like the arms and the thing. I can't even do the waist. Nicole, can you hula hoop?
I haven't in a while. I don't know.
Right.
Probably on the hips. Yeah. But nothing as fancy as what she'll be able to do. We're just talking basic girlhood hula hooping.
Yeah, she kills it if she has some space.
All right. Here she is. She's got the hula hoop. She's doing a little,
Roxy Valentine steps up with the hula hoop. She's going to attempt some lateral maneuvers. A little aerial there off the toe. The hula hoop is decored by herself, Roxy Valentine Incorporated. It is a...
Oh, the neck.
Looks like a 30-inch or so.
Whoa.
Sparkles killing it around the shoulder. And she'll bring it back home and rest.
No, it's the hula hoop and a necklace patch. Hula hoop and a necklace match.
It's a difficult thing to describe to those listening on the radio.
But it's video too. But it's kind of a really shiny hula hoop, and you're wearing a very shiny necklace.
It definitely catches the light. I like
and
it.
And now she's doing it in her neck. She's got the arms. The arms are going back and forth,
in, out. Oh,
there she goes.
Amazing.
Bravo. That is terrific.
That was some close quarters combat there.
That was good. I'm sorry about, it's a radio studio. I'm sorry we didn't have more space for you.
That's okay.
And we were going to.
Thank you.
What a gentleman.
He's so proud.
He is proud. I'm proud of you myself. That was good stuff.
Thank you.
So do you ever incorporate in your live performance?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Because I didn't go to one of your shows. Take a drink of water, drink a drink of whatever's in the
It's heavily electronic influenced our music, so a lot of times we'll just go off on little tangents and rock out. And when we do that, they'll give her a chance to kind of show off her skills with the hoop and the poi and whatnot. And,
well, that's cool.
Yeah, a lot of times we go, it's like going to a bar mitzvah or something, we'll like hand out like glow things and just throw them out so everyone kind of feels pumped up. And
so that's us. So you do swingers clubs and bar mitzvahs.
Oh, we have done everything. Swingers clubs, bar mitzvahs, we do your kids' birthday party. We literally, last summer, this is no BS here. Right. Last summer, we did a God's Green Earth Festival on Venice Beach, like a free Christian festival. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, tents, everything set up, stages and stuff.
Right.
Rocked out there, did a totally just got all our music that was like, tuned
everything
to
that. Didn't have like fuck in it or anything like that.
It was appropriate.
Just like that much.
Yeah.
But to do like an hour set of that, we put it all together all nice and
dressed
all
nice.
12 hours later.
12 hours later.
We were on stage at Plum Joy like for our like second time or third time.
Oh, that's great.
Just watching people bone down.
It was just so funny. We're like rocking out there and we're like, kind of looked at each other. It's just like this dude's getting a beach over in the corner. And I was just kind of like, this is kind of an interesting day, huh?
Right.
Like rocking out.
At that club, though, you could put fuck back in because fuck was happening everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
You could put fuck right back in there, In fact, they don't even prefer that you play songs without fuck in them.
You gotta know your audience. I've done stuff like that. I've done, like, a clean show for kids and then a filthy show at night, and it's interesting. Uh-huh. You just gotta make sure you remember
which one is which.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So you're gonna be playing the LA Marathon.
Mm-hmm, yep.
Yeah, that
sounds
like
this
a fun challenge. Yeah,
just another one of my email scouting. I think late at night, maybe Craigslist. I don't know how I found it, but I just constantly.
By the way, that's how she found us.
I was surprised what you can find on Craigslist, but maybe you wouldn't be actually.
We've seen the edge of the internet.
You can find swingers clubs. You can find
All kinds of good stuff. But and they just wrote us back, and so we're going to be playing at the Maltman and Sunset Boulevard,
Mile 7,
on Mile 7. That marker. So we're.
Well, I think it's a prestigious marker, isn't it?
A prestigious marker. It seems like a good one actually, because it's early in the morning, and most of the media trucks go by in the morning, so it's at 7:30. We're playing a 3-hour set. So
you're playing a three-hour set.
That's insane.
We actually have 3 hours.
We have 3 hours, and we're kind of expecting people to repeat. For that, and we were just like, well, we've got 15 years of music.
We just don't usually get to play that much, this is actually pretty cool.
I've never booked an act for that. No, it's that 3 hours.
Sometimes you get booked at wine bars for 3 hours, but they expect you to play one set 3 times.
Okay. Right. No, we played Mad Party sets, though, for a couple hours.
We played Mad Numbers were different. I mean, that was more like a DJ set back then, you know, when they expect you to play 2 or 3 hours.
So. Right. No, I get that.
That was definitely pretty cool.
So what songs are you bringing back that you haven't done in a long time?
Probably a lot of stuff off Transmissions.
A lot of songs, honestly, because most of our older songs were more electronic and without instrumental. I think it'll be good for the runners. They'll get pumped up, you know.
Yeah, we're going to play sad shit.
You'll distract some of the Mad Founders. You'll be doing the fire.
A lot of people will be tripping over their shoelaces, as it were.
He's on fire! Stop her! Be careful with that. You don't want to cause all traffic jam. When is that, the LA Marathon?
That is on March 15th. It's coming up on Sunday.
Yeah.
March 15th.
It's coming up quick.
Yeah, it's coming down. Mm-hmm. Not this Sunday, but the Sunday after. Yeah. Okay, yeah. By the way, Mostly was very nice and got me this whole gift box.
What's in the box?
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
What's in the box?
Since we're on that, I'll do my Brad Pitt and 7 impression.
Yeah. It's classic.
So the worst performance I ever was like, what's in the box?
What's in the box, Mark?
Let's see what's in the box. It's pretty heavy, so I thought that was just like a... Oh, my goodness. Look at you guys.
You were kind enough to invite us.
Well, they're not a sponsor, but I appreciate that. That is fantastic. That's terrific. I could use that.
Thank you very much for having us here.
Yeah. Oh, that's a nice box.
It's a great... Oh. Where'd you get the box?
Yeah.
Where did you get the box?
I'm a crafter.
And Morgan Freeman and Kevin Spacey are like, what am I doing in this movie? This is a very nice box. Did they come with the vodka? Or?
No.
It was definitely just crafty like that?
I'm a big crafter, yeah.
I love that kind of print because it always reminds me of hotel wallpaper.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I describe that print in most of my stories. That's like the type of wallpaper.
Oh, how do you describe that print? Tell me, because I don't even know how I would...
Gilded leaf print.
But not the shape. Yeah, okay, gotcha.
I don't have it up online, and I don't have a copy of it. But there's a story I just wrote for Christmas. It's kind of like Hotel California, and I really go into depth describing that wallpaper.
I'll have to check that out.
Was that Killing Jar?
No, that was for Bar Sinister. This was a stag party.
Stag party.
You didn't make it to the release party, but that was the one came out this year.
Yes, I was. Yeah,
this last year. So.
Sorry about that.
That was a tangent.
Let me know when that's on Kindle, and I'll download that. But are you really crafty?
I'm so crafty. It's ridiculous. I have this giant corner in my room that's just full all the way up to the ceiling with just craft shit.
Like the necklace, is that?
I wish I had made this one, but most of the things I glued all the little rhinestones onto this thing here.
They were very DIY.
Yeah, I don't like sewed stuff.
I like it. It's very gypsy. But when you were hula hooping, it was even kind of like a little gypsy.
Yeah, I'm thinking about what I was doing. I knew the hoop was happening, and I didn't know I wasn't gonna have a lot of space. And I usually like the light up one or the fire one, so I need some flash. You know,
I thought that was why it was so shiny.
Yeah, a little shine. You know.
Yeah, since we can't have fire, not this time, maybe next time. But
yeah, totally.
No fire, but the space we have, fire is probably not a good idea.
No, it's. I mean, we had to be picky about who we light on fire.
Fire eating is cool, though. I do have some fire eating sticks, and they don't need much space for that.
No,
we've had that. We've had that in the studio. We might maybe next time. But you were you have them today?
I don't have them with me now.
Oh, okay. See, now you give me ideas.
I got some vodka and some Kleenex. Let's wrap
it up. No DIY fire in Skid Row Studios today.
No.
So you've done swingers parties,
mm-hmm.
and you've done the LA Marathon. You did kids' parties, bar mitzvah.
We've never done a bar mitzvah.
Nate's worked at a few production. He works in production. We do lighting and things like that as well. So you
can do special lighting for you guys.
Yeah, well, that's just pretty much what we do. Yeah, we do events for ourselves, and then sometimes we run 100%.
How about dance festivals? Have you had a lot of
by dance festivals? Do you mean like what they used to refer to as raves or
raves?
You mean before the rave act? Yeah, there was all kinds of parties out in the mountains and stuff. But I mean now, since I started even just selling alcohol at these things and stuff, it's not really like a real rave anymore.
Same,
now it's just a big overrated club. You know,
because I mean you guys are an electronic band. Electronica is huge now, but it's not. What you're doing.
I don't know. I'm a little. The whole thing.
What are we doing?
there's the question. What?
That's like the hardest part of my job.
What the fuck are you doing?
You know, we just wanted to promote that old. It was I mean, it sounds so hippy-dippy bullshit, but there used to be this certain vibe. Like these... Way back in the 1900s, yeah. When we used to party hard on those mountains. No, it was just, it was a certain
like
vibe.
Like, you went to a party all night. It was this journey that you shared with people. Uh-huh. You know, you were a different person the next day as the sun was coming up. You know, everybody had shared this sort of unity. And
it wasn't corporatized.
Well, they were just kind of happenings. It was kind of almost probably like what the original Woodstock was
like. Or maybe what original Dead shows were like, and people having that kind of, you don't have to say anything. You just pass people and you just like look at people and you're like, yeah, man, you know.
Well, that's because everybody's on ecstasy, but.
There were about half that were total straight edge.
There were some people who just like to dance, man. Mm-hmm. You know?
And there were some badass breakdancers. Yeah, yeah, there was a lot
people
more
just bring their cardboard out into the dirt and just rock that shit until 4 a.m., man. Yeah. Some of our best sets were like at 5 in the morning.
Oh, that one, that was so freaking cool. We were on top of this overlook of this mountain.
All right.
And, We started at like 4 a.m., so it's just like all these stars. I mean, we're up probably at 7,000 feet or so, and it's, you know, maybe another 100 feet or so, and just literally like a 2,000-foot drop-off.
And where is this?
This was in Lancaster, was it?
I don't know, somewhere up by...
Gorman,
yeah, something there like we
that.
Go. Up in
I was going to say, that sounds a little too beautiful.
I mean, these are not legitimate, like, locations by any means. It was just a bunch of people who would, like, direct a bunch of kids in their cars up on a mountain. And it was so awesome to watch, like, all these kids coming out of their tents with their sleeping bags wrapped around them in the freezing cold, like, just to come out and dance on the dance floor.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, everyone kind of filled back up again, and the sun started coming up, and we played, like, an hour and a half, like, for the entire sunrise, and it's just, like, kind of coming up behind us in the one corner, and like,
how they reacted to you having a singer?
You know what? They were incredibly welcoming. You know, like back in the day, it was different. Like we felt a certain community, and they didn't treat us like you're not allowed here because you have a singer. Like if you don't have a Serato, then you're not part of the dance community. You know, it's not.
Is that the way it is now?
A little bit.
No, some DJs
surprised.
I don't know, for whatever reason, you just want to be part of your thing, and like other people aren't included. Like we're just all inclusive. That was kind of the main thing that we've always wanted to promote is just, you know, hey, if you want to come out and have a good time and just accept everyone and like good vibes. Yeah,
right.
Good vibes, good community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's been a while since I've been to rave, unsurprisingly. But yeah, it was a fun time. And it's funny because speaking of electronic music, I know because I have a lot of people that, you know, listen to the, you know, I'm kind of like you. I'm like, you know, back in my day, we listened to Chemical Brothers and Underworld.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, those were the days. Mm-hmm. The kids today, they just had a...
There's definitely good jams now. I mean, I'm just all current with everything.
I feel like all the songs kind of have these template sounds to them, you know, because they use these same software programs to make them and stuff. And they just, I can hear like the same... little patterns that are just...
Well, that's on purpose, too. There's a certain volume you use in production now. Like, mm-hmm. most production, it is scientifically done in order to get the best sales psychologically by the way that people will hear the music. So music is, in fact, louder. They've done tests, and it is, in fact, repeating at the same pattern in order to get stuck in your head more. It's legit.
But I know what you're saying, and this is not every DJ, and it's not every electronic DJ. It's not even every new one, but...
No, definitely
It seems when I go to a club, and it's like a rave club, it's just like, every DJ just... you're not surprising me with that. It's okay.
Well, you know, it's kind of like a figure skating routine or something. Everyone's got to do the little twirls and stuff. So you got to be able to do all that stuff. But, you know, every now and then you got to be the guy that pulls out the backflip. Or be like, oh, shit, what was that? Like, oh, what?
And when you guys were starting your band 15 years ago, there was a legitimate music industry. Mm-hmm. People were making money doing music.
Way back when you could get recorded music on a...
Yeah, we were actually trying to sell our CDs for $10 each, like in 1999. Can you believe it? Like, we haven't tried to sell our music in so goddamn long. It's like, it's just so funny.
And that's
funny.
The most success.
Yeah, and that's the one thing that's actually gotten us ahead, you know, so...
So what do you see? You're making most of your money live performances, going on Craigslist,
Pretty much. And you know, we do because we love it. You know, we don't do it to get paid. We would love to do it as a career because obviously everyone wants to do what they love for a living, not ever have to do anything else. But if I had to pay to do it, I would do it. So
it's just a lot of fun. There's a certain energy with music, and it's just there's a real physics and a real science to it. I mean, if you want to get all dorky about it, like
get dorky, go ahead.
Oh, dude, I'll break it down and just drop the knowledge.
Break it out, come on, go ahead, break it down.
There's just a certain like real science to just the focus of human energy and how it kind of mimics electromagnetic properties a bit to a degree on, you know, macro and micro scales. Nice. And there is a unbelievable focus on the stage, like. because doing live production and whatnot, like, I mean, we've been on some of the stages where there's like 30,000, 50,000 people out there just focused on this one little like 40-foot wide point. And you can literally feel the like electromagnetic difference. Like when you're walking off the edge of the stage and like when you walk on and you're in that sight line, like you can literally like just feel it. Like it's just the most incredible feeling. And then when we're actually performing up there, and you're in front of that, and everyone's actually looking at you and just, you know, being engulfed by what you're doing and what you're throwing at them. It is the absolute most unbelievable feeling in the world.
Like, I've had that feeling. Yeah. I know what you're talking about. But I've seen live performances. You know how to work the stage.
She does all right. Huh?
Right. What are you doing while she's doing? Are you just one of these guys that just stands behind her?
No, he rocks out. He rocks out. But nobody ever looks at the cameras. Never go on him. And because the way our setup is shaped,
I don't blame him.
Well, they're only ever capturing one of us or the other one. We're never both in the same frame, and so you hardly ever see him. But yeah, he's rocking out all the time. You know, like
We have a whole studio full of like analog synths and whatnot. We very much like the old synthesizer stuff. So, like a lot of times, I'll just take the Cubase setup, and then we'll just rock some multi-track stuff, like drum beats and whatnot, and then we'll just rock some filters over that, and then I'll bring like whatever featured synth that night, and then play some stuff off that.
We used to bring the entire setup up in the dirt and shit back in the day. It was ridiculous.
Man.
I don't know why we would do that too. And then like when the cops would come, like, it would just be like 15 kids trying to tear everything down, and then everything's just covered in dirt when you get back.
$500 to clean all the damn synths.
Did you ever just for fun once in a while? Try to school the kids and like do some old Pac-Man, Plaka Seagull sort
of
usually
get pretty pumped on like just our little boxes we bring out. Like I'll just bring out a couple just like little sampler boxes or something or effects boxes. And they're like, what is that? And I'll be like, dude, you got it on Ableton right there. You know, and I'll pull up like their plugin. I'll be like, that thing, look, that's the real thing. I'm like, holy shit, like that's the real thing. Like, what? It's a real thing. Like,
So now here's the question. Groupies.
Groupies.
Now you're a band and you're going together. You contradicted everything you said. Now, I mean, you
She said she'd never been with another man.
Exactly.
I didn't
that's
want
what I'm
a
saying.
Dick inside me that wasn't my husband's. I didn't say that I didn't want. I didn't like a bunch of lady mouths on my nether region.
Oh. Picking up what she was putting down.
So you haven't been with another man.
Man. Hey, yeah.
So you have.
Perfect. Wait a minute.
We have our bag of fun here. Oh my goodness.
We have some files pertaining to this.
We got some disco balls.
And there's this, but I don't think we need this. We've got enough.
Oh,
my gosh, there's so much alcohol here
tonight.
This
is so great, yeah.
I'm looking for my stickers. Hold on. Did you bring the stickers? Oh, here they are. Okay. Stickers.
Mostly, I'll take one of those.
Show them to the camera.
Show them to the camera, and you can put those in the lobby too.
She's making love to groupies.
Is that one of your groupies there? That's
two groupies, Mark.
The secret to keep a marriage together is both liking women.
I don't know about that.
We definitely both appreciate the female form.
Okay, So you're comfortable with two.
Those are two people from our Mostly Army.
Yeah, those are actually two of our dancers who we incorporated. They were at our Club Joy show. That's from our Club Joy show. That's from one of our sets.
Oh, you have dancers.
That's just from our show. That wasn't a stage photograph or anything.
Right.
So, but they were great.
That wasn't in your private boudoir.
It was right on stage in front of everybody else.
You want to go to a Mostly show, folks. not the LA Marathon. You're not going to do this in the LA Marathon. No. Not the bar mitzvah, but that's good stuff. So,
now you're a man.
That's good.
I have a lot of friends that are in marriages like yours. This is my assumption. Maybe I'm wrong. Mm-hmm. My assumption is you will let her be with women.
He'll let me do whatever I want to do.
Right.
Yeah.
If he wanted to be with another man, what would you think?
Oh, I would. If he wanted me to, I would totally do it.
No, if he wanted to be with another man.
Totally. Yeah. Whatever
I'm not saying
he
would. I'm saying.
Yeah, if he wants to be with another woman, too. Like, it's not. It's pretty much whatever.
Okay, so we just choose not to.
Like, we actually really like each other.
This is like the most romantic show we've had ever.
Don't get me wrong. You're hot as hell. It's just like,
your needs are being met.
Jenny's not chopped liver either.
Okay,
It's like everyone, everyone's beautiful. It's just
except for me. But that's all right. It's okay. That's all right. That's why I have the show. I have beautiful women on the show. And when I saw Roxy, I'm like, yeah, you got to be on the show.
It's
like,
that's like his talent scouting. That's hot. I should book it.
Nicole will tell you, I do a lot of research on my female guests.
You do have a lot of beautiful women on your show. I did notice that when I scrolled through.
I try to do that. Right, Nicole?
It's absolutely true.
A lot of research.
A lot of dirty, filthy research.
So what'd you find?
Well, I found out you guys were married, and
but you missed the most interesting thing.
No, I saw this picture. I saw a few things on the websites and online. Well, you're a very sensual band, and so this also begs the question too. And this is a question I did have, since you are such a sensual band, and you do play raves and outdoor concerts and things like that. How many times have you peered out in the audience and see people fucking?
Maybe a couple dozen.
Yeah. It happens in my act all the time.
I don't know. It's been hundreds of shows, so it's like, I don't know, maybe.
I mean, does it count if there's multiple people fucking at once, or those, like, different
I don't need an exact number. I'm just looking for an interesting story here. I'm sure there's one.
Oh, yeah. You know, well, the thing about the Club Joy shows is that they try to actually discourage people from boning down right on the dance floor. They have these rooms and stuff.
Right. No, I didn't think at the Swingers Club that was happening, but say a rave, like when you were on the mountain.
Oh, no, we've always seen people like... We were at a...
Was that one where those people were getting...
That was the Aphex Twin. That was so sick. Yeah,
that was at Nocturnal Wonderland a long time ago. It wasn't our show, but there was just these people that were just...
They were doing the
he was standing and she was like up, you know, he was holding her, and like I was just like, whoa, that's actually really impressive, because I mean, I was tripping so hard on mushrooms at the time I thought there was a ceiling on the outside, and I was really confused, but I think we actually ended up going into the porta potty and doing it, which is gross.
That is pretty gross.
Whoa. You guys must really like each other.
We were next to the porta potty. We were like, we should go in the porta potty, but it was gross, so we boned outside. We used to be better outside than in. Yeah, I think that's why
I would rather go in the woods. I think that's the thing.
Wasn't even real. When we opened that door, we were just, it was like a freaking Ren and Stimpy cartoon. I mean, we were just tripping. It was all like, green mist coming off it.
It was like some event. I don't even know what it was. And it had a really like nice, it was a festival in Las Vegas. I went to this festival in Las Vegas. Life was beautiful. The porta pies were brand new. They were really nice. They were as nice as any porta potties can be.
Like with the running water and stuff, like those kind where you get in and step on them.
No, they weren't quite that nice.
Not like green room trailers.
But even so, even when you walk in, you're like, these are like the nicest porta potties I've been in. And you're walking in and it's like, oh, it's still fucking.
I mean, there's a smell and no one ever pees in the right place.
Oh, God forbid you got a rocket deuce. There's always like the
Well, God forbid you're a woman, you have to hover.
That's the thing though, right? It's all those women hovering that make that toilet seat dirty.
Ugh. It's not the women.
Well, no, because the men have that little weird urinal thing. They miss that too. That's why there's pee all over the floor.
No, we don't use the urinal. We're just fucking with
it. They're like, fuck the urinal. Yeah, but I'd say like probably a third of men don't even know that it is a urinal. They're probably like, what's that thing?
Exactly. But anyway, where does the time go? You guys are fantastic. I definitely want to have you guys back
on.
What are some upcoming mostly shows, and how do people get a hold of you?
Friggin' get your training on and come out on mile 7 on the...
I'll be running the marathon. I'll see you there.
We also have a podcast coming up at the Noisy Cavern in Anaheim, so you can go to noisycavern.com, I believe, and see that on Saturday night.
You can't plug that on the competition.
There's no competition, trust me. That podcast is going to be nothing like this podcast, I can almost guarantee you.
We're one of a kind.
Yeah.
What else have we got going on?
And that's another thing. There's no competition when you're awesome.
Aww.
Oh, yeah, she knows. But yeah, I don't think they're going to be asking you porta potty questions. And
you know, that is so funny you say that. We were actually on a radio show
that was terrible.
They were trying to be all professional and everything. And, you know, we get up there and we are preceded by, they took the microphone into the bathroom and they were having a how long contest. Can you piss contest.
Yeah,
and we were sitting there looking at each other like,
is this really
happening? Are we serious right now? Like, not are we at like Alpha Kappa Gamma frat house? And like, and then it's like, all right, so that was so-and-so with the piss of the fucking week. And then, like, and here comes Mosley.
How groundbreaking.
You guys have some very serious art. You know? What's going on?
So we appreciate your very formal setup.
Everything here is super professional.
We're actually out of wet naps. I used the last wet wipe.
It's, what did you use it for?
Oh, I spilled some coffee.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, nothing exciting.
Oh, okay. Because these guys were going at it.
But
I didn't
what
know
did
what
the other ones get used for? They're all gone.
You never know with this place, but
mostly bring your own wet naps.
Yeah. But I mean, yeah, you guys. I mean, I just, you guys were 15 years of marriage and you're still all over each other.
Aww. We really do love each other.
We really do. We should have had you on a Valentine's Day show. This is very, that was a great show.
Roxy Valentine on Valentine. We might want to book her next year. I'm just saying.
Yeah, we might have that. Anyway, so. But
bring Orpheus too. That would be a good match.
Yeah, there we go. If people want, do you experiment in S&M?
Oh, I love bondage and stuff.
Man.
Yeah. It's awesome.
Shit. I would be now, great
now, now you bring it up.
That's what we're going to do. Now right. I know.
So what are you referring to?
Are you a sub or you're dumb?
Oh,
or?
No. It was a show we had on Valentine's Day. I was thinking it'd be a good match with them. I am a control freak. I will do a little bit of softcore. You can tie me down. I can tie you down. We can play, but I don't really want anything aggressive. I don't like
Do you tie him up or does he tie you up?
He ties
up
me up.
No.
I would tie him up if he wanted me to, but I've just, it's always
it's more her thing. She enjoys that.
I've always been into it.
So, right. Well, yeah. I mean, she's been with you since she's 15. She enjoys what you enjoy.
Well, you know, I've been masturbating since I was like 7 and way before
she
I ever met him.
She has a vivid imagination. So,
what did you masturbate to at 7? Barney?
No, being tied down.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Your fantasy's fulfilled.
Yeah.
If you're listening live tomorrow night, Friday night, I will be at Inside Jokes, 6801 Hollywood Boulevard, right in the Hollywood Highland Center, and I'll be doing the show at 8 o'clock. Get on my guest list; you get in free. You guys are welcome to come.
What's the name of that place? I was stonering out there for a second.
Inside Jokes.
Inside Jokes.
Oh, right. Hollywood Chinese Theater is. Yeah. Okay. So if you guys want to come down, have some laughs. Anybody's listening to the show, if you want to come down, have some laughs, come on down. Message me on all social media, Goth Comedian. And that Nicole Smith on all.
Who's that? I don't know this. That Nicole Smith. That Nicole Six.
Was I saying that Nicole Smith?
Yeah, it's like Anna Nicole.
That's what I said. Oh, jeez. That Nicole Six, and you are mostly Roxy on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I am.
And there's no mostly Cox. What happened there?
He's not online at all. Like I seriously like have to.
Also, mostly Cox is probably taken.
Yeah.
Let's just be real. I've seen the internet. There is some legitimate information
for 15
if you look
years.
Really deeply on there. Yeah.
Let's see. I'm going to Google mostly Cox right now. Mostly Cox. That's so weird. Anyway, I didn't even want to get to it. There's a lot of Cox communication. Everybody have a wonderfully creepy week. Thank you, mostly. Goodbye.
Thank you.